Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're headed to the Korean Peninsula. Puzzles. And we welcome Morse Tan, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice, and a man who leads the International Election Monitoring Team for South Korean election earlier this year. Earlier this year, because we have questions now about the doubts about the result of the election, having to do with how the previous president, President Yoon, was moved from office in order to make room for President Yi, who raises his own questions. Morris, I'm glad you're here because Gordon and I have both puzzled about South Korea for some time. President Yi is understood to be left of center. President Yoon was understood to be right of center. I'm speaking diplomatically.
You are.
President Yoon now and his party, the Conservative Party, out of power, are said to be disputing the events of the prior to the election during the crisis known as martial law crisis. There was all kinds of headlines and finger pointing and demonstrations in the street. As I understand it, reflecting back, there was very much for years an effort by the left in South Korea to dislodge the right in some fashion, whatever. And once they got hold of the Blue House, they would hold on to it for reuniting with North Korea, which seemed strange to me, why anybody would want to do such a thing. But that was what I was told. It hasn't happened. President Yi is in power. It hasn't happened. But he said things that are sympathetic to the idea. Now, I raise this only because since then, North Korea has been involved, deeply involved, in the unlawful and outrageous conduct in Ukraine, both sending soldiers, combat soldiers, millions of tons of arsenal, of its arsenal, and now is said to be contributing workers to build drones to attack Ukrainians. We're not talking about reuniting with a desperate, starving country that needs help. We're talking about reuniting with a member of the adversaries of freedom. So please help me understand the doubts in the conservatives out of power and the confidence of the left of center, sympathetic communists in power. Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening. There is a whole array of things in what you just said, and we could talk for actually a very long time about the different components of what you were talking about. You are, first of all, very much correct that the North Korean regime is the most totalitarian, most unjust, most freedom-killing regime on planet Earth. In their words, they are the purest communist country out there, as contrasted with the Chinese Communist Party's impure communism, according to them. But why in the world there would be a desire to live under that? Because that was actually the prior left of center president, and I'm being diplomatic, President Moon, prior to the current one. He was proposing that South Korea unite with the North, that he would run the United North and South together, and then after that, hand it over to Kim Jong-un. And how that could possibly be a good idea is really defies sanity, because for there to be any affirmative statement to say that you want to subject the South Korean people to that is really crazy to be straightforward in describing it. In terms of the martial law declaration, it is a constitutional part of the authority of President Yoon that he had in doing so. And this whole insurrection frame that they're trying to put on him is nonsense. The president of a country cannot commit insurrection against himself. That is literal nonsense. And yet that's the predominant frame that they're trying to put, that they are rooting out the insurrection through martial law and restoring democracy. But that is a lie. That is not true. And even an 8-year-old would be able to tell you that a standing president cannot commit insurrection against himself. And so yet this is what is being claimed. And in the article that Gordon shared, Han Dong-hun, he was the part of the sub-faction within the Conservative People's Power Party who betrayed President Yoon and voted to impeach him. The Democrats could not do it alone. They needed a portion of the PPP to do so. So he is the betrayer of President Yoon. And for him to accuse Yoon of justifying martial law and attempting to shift responsibility to subordinates, he was a disloyal subordinate also of Yoon. And so this is nonsense that he is accusing Yoon of that. And, also in the article, Yoo In-tae, he's a leftist. Cho-guk, he's a leftist. And to say that this is somehow a fight amongst the conservatives in that article is fundamentally dishonest journalism.
Gordon, you have a comment and a question for Morris.
Morris, given the fact that Lee Jae-myung, president, has all of these really insane ideas, how come the conservatives can't unite and form an effective opposition?
That is something that I think you and I both have been observing. And so it is, I think, fair to say, lamentable from I think, our perspective, that there have been a lot of fissures and fractures. There has been a lot of infighting that has existed. And so while this article is trying to make that claim in a particular manner that is dishonest, it is actually the case that there is, I think part of it is trying to vie for prominence within the party and the movement. I think you also have a divided PPT, that half the party is not actually particularly conservative. And so that's an issue as well. I think you have differences sometimes in approaches, in differences between personalities, differences that arise in which approaches to take. And in the midst of all this, sometimes the more fractious side of human nature has come out in various ways, sadly, amongst conservatives as well. And I wish I could say that that is not the case at all, but you are correct that it is.
Is South Korea vulnerable right now to being absorbed by the North? Is it that badly along?
Yes. And I, again, wish that were not true. But when you have a sweeping away of the entire military leadership of Korea, starting from all 7 four-star generals, every other general, every other flag officer, every colonel, going down to lieutenant colonels, when you have the sweeping away of counterintelligence, when you have the visa-less entry of those from the Chinese Communist Parties coming in, when you have all sorts of cyber incursions, this is there's a long list of things that are going on that South Korea is truly at risk in a way that it hasn't been, arguably, since the Korean War.
Morris Tan, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.